This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Say It Ain't So, Mo and Roger and Andy and Chuck and Miguel.
And Jason and Jeremy and Gary and Barry and Eric, Benito and Randy and dozens of others who were named today in the Mitchell Report on the use of performance-enhancing drugs in Major League Baseball.
Former Senator George Mitchell spoke in New York today.
For more than a decade, there has been widespread illegal use of anabolic steroids and other performance-enhancing substances by players in Major League Baseball in violation of federal law and baseball policy. The response by baseball was slow to develop and was initially ineffective. Other investigations, no doubt, will turn up more names and fill in more details, but that is unlikely to significantly alter the description of baseball's steroids era as set forth in this report.
We're touching on the Mitchell Report at a couple of points during the program today. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is with us now. And Tom, first, what did Mitchell's investigation find?
Basically, Robert, everyone involved in baseball over the past two decades, commissioners, club officials, the Players Association and players, all of those people share to some extent the responsibility for the steroids era. That's what Mitchell said. He said there was a collective failure to recognize the problem as it emerged and to deal with it early on. So that's pretty sweeping there.
Yeah, of course, the sensational aspect of all this is the naming of individual players, and plenty of them in this report. Who are some of them who are named?
Dozens of players, and they range from the superstars, most valuable players, all-star members, to players who most people have never heard of. Now, the two players everyone is focusing on are a couple of those stars. Roger Clemens, considered by some to be the greatest pitcher ever, certainly the greatest pitcher of his generation, and his longtime teammate with the Yankees and then with Houston, Andy Pettitte. According to the report, a personal trainer and also a strength and conditioning coach for a couple of teams, Brian McNamee, testified that he injected Roger Clemens with steroids in the buttocks in 1998, then again in 2000, and in 2001, several times in each of those years. According to the report, he also injected Andy Pettitte with human growth hormone during a stretch of time in 2002. Clemens today, through his attorney, vehemently denied the allegations. Andy Pettitte, through his attorney, said he's an active player, so he won't comment at this time.
And what's been the response so far from within baseball?
Well, Bud Selig did thank George Mitchell, and he said he's going to act on the 20 recommendations Mitchell made. Bud Selig said he will go ahead and act on those recommendations, the ones he can do unilaterally, the ones he has to bargain with the union. He'll try to get union head Don Fear to do that. He also said he will deal with active players. George Mitchell recommended in his comments that players shouldn't be punished for what they did in the past, and Bud Selig diverged from that, and he said, I will deal with active players, and I will take it on a case-by-case basis and act accordingly. And Donald Fehr came out the last press conference of the day, and people were expecting him to be breathing fire, essentially, because of the players who were named and the fact that Fehr didn't get a copy of the report in advance to review. Fehr was actually rather calm, basically because he hadn't read the report yet. He said he had to go and do that. But probably the most important thing he did was accept responsibility, and he said perhaps we could have done things sooner to try and head off this drug crisis in baseball. Wasn't exactly a mea culpa, but it came close. Bud Selig, on the other hand, didn't even come close, didn't say anything like that. Talked mostly about how he wants to move to the future and enact a lot of those recommendations so baseball will be better off.
And those recommendations would include changing very much the way drug testing is done in baseball.
Exactly. Increasing the frequency of testing and closing loopholes in the current testing program.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Robert.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman. Our coverage of the Mitchell Report continues at npr.org, where you can read the full report and also get a timeline of the baseball steroids investigation.